Hi, this is Karen Brown from Go Green Inside, and on today's podcast, we're speaking to registered holistic nutritionist Julie Danilek about how to lose weight without dieting. Julie is the best-selling author of Meals That Heal Inflammation and the co-host of Healthy Gourmet, a reality cooking show on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Julie has appeared on the Dr. Oz Show and is a resident expert on the Marilyn Dennis Show and for Reader's Digest. And her newest book, just coming out, hot off the press, is Slimming Meals That Heal. Hi, Julie. So great to
Hello.
Have you today.
Oh, I'm Hello. So honored. Thank you so much for having me, because this is such a great opportunity to share. I think that this is one topic that people might say, oh, you know, I don't even have any weight to lose. But we do have to keep in mind that behind weight loss, behind weight is that inflammation piece. So the inflammation looms in most people. I'd say anyone over the age of 25, say, will have a little bit of inflammation looming. So we'll definitely cover that off.
Excellent. Well, yeah, and I can attest to that. I got to a certain age, we'll say not what, and I did notice it's like very, very low grade, sort of, you know, little twinge here, little twinge there.
Yeah.
And I really can see the difference depending on what I eat. So I totally agree. And then it does become, I think it gets a little harder as you get older. You get in your 30s or 40s in particular, I noticed the difference where, it was just not quite as easy to stay at the same weight. In fact, it became, just that much harder. You could get away with things, you know, when you're younger. You think you can, right? But it's what's going on in the background that you're not necessarily aware of physically.
Yes.
So as I mentioned in the intro, this is your second book, and it's hot off the press. The first one was Meals That Heal Inflammation. Mm-hmm. So inflammation has been sort of a theme that's been running through both books. So how did the idea for Slimming Meals That Heal come about, and how does it relate to or build on the first book?
Well, in the first book, we really looked at the causes of inflammation and what we can do to empower ourselves with food. Using food as an anti-inflammatory remedy to truly turn around the causes of inflammation. And those causes are injury, infection, hormonal imbalances, and irritations caused by food allergies and toxins in our environment. And so that book really, I felt, went into great detail, because I actually took 5 years to write it. And then I had all this overwhelming feedback. It was amazing. I get testimonial after testimonial, and everyone was trying to deal with a different piece of inflammation, because inflammation is like the body's emergency response. So for some people, it'll manifest as arthritis, and somebody else, it'll manifest as inflammatory bowel disease. But consistently, I was getting great feedback that by removing the inflammatory triggers and putting in the anti-inflammatory superfoods, people were having brilliant results. But consistently, people were saying, Julie, I'm losing weight without trying. It's just a side benefit of eating to heal. And that's
right.
What really got me excited is that Slimming Meals That Heal was born out of the concept of, let's just heal the body and have the weight loss as a side benefit, so that we have really the ultimate goal of vitality. Really, people focus on vitality, stop being attached to the number on the scale, and really just focus on, I'm going to eat to heal, eat to heal, eat to heal. And it's just extraordinary how that mental construct of a diet, when we let go of that, we don't feel like we're in food prison. Because I come from a heavy background of having an emotional eating issue, and I had to let myself out of food prison. If I kept myself on a diet, I just would end up binging. So I really relate to people on this journey and how tough it is to let go of your favorite foods, and we just have to consider how can we have these delicious substitutions so that you don't feel like you're in food prison. You really enjoy yourself.
Yes. Now, can you expand a little bit on what you just said about the typical reasons why diets don't work? You talk about that, and you say there are three reasons in the book. What are they, and how does your, what you call, not a diet, but a live it, address them?
Yeah, well, I think a diet is sold as a fix. People experience diets as a temporary state. They're going to fix themselves up, and then they're going to be able to go back to what they love. So they literally put themselves in this diet prison where, okay, for this 21 days or this 35 days or however long until they hit the goal weight, they're going to sit in this prison and only eat what's on a menu plan. And that absolutely doesn't work. I mean, it's been proven. Tracy Mann and her team at UCLA did an exhaustive review of 31 studies, 31 diets. When they looked at 31 popular diets, they were shocked to see that 66% of dieters gained all the weight back and then some. They were actually eating past their set point and were gaining more weight than when they started. So that really is disheartening. Two-thirds of people trying on a diet. So
yeah,
I really
sure.
think... Yeah, I really think we have to let go of that diet and embrace the LIVET. And a LIVET is essentially a beautiful health strategy that has you feeling empowered, has you eating to heal, and in exploring new horizons. So instead of being in a food prison, you're busting out and trying on entirely new foods and new food styles from other parts of the world. So you're trying on foods from Africa, foods from Asia, foods from India. And that's what's so exciting, is that your palate is awakened and you have so much fun enjoying these tasty new things. And you can still have your creature comforts. You can still have what feels really good to you, but you're kind of expanding on that. And that's why in the second book I have kept a lot of Mediterranean recipes, like lasagna. People love that. But I'm also trying to build on and say, hey, have you tried teff, which is a really cool tiny little seed grain from Africa. So that's the balance, is can we have your favorite foods that are healing and then expand out and try some cool new superfoods. And then the second...
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. The second major one is that the diet is too strict and it restricts a macronutrient. So it turns out that our body requires macronutrients in balance. So we have carbohydrates, we have proteins, and we have fats. And a lot of diets over the last 100 years focuses on cutting out one of the macronutrients. So at the turn of the last century, it was actually limit proteins. So Dr. Kellogg, really restricted proteins. And then we moved into let's restrict fats in the 80s. And then in the early 2000s with the South Beach and the other Dr. Atkins, it was let's restrict carbohydrates. So every single nutrient has taken its turn at being the bad guy. And I'm saying, well, actually, you require carbohydrates to have a positive mood. It helps shuttle your serotonin into the brain. It's extremely important. Your fats really make you happy and really keep you slim. You got to have good fat. And you've got to have adequate amounts of protein. So when we see radical vegan diets where we have very little protein, I'm also concerned. So we want to have a real balance of all the nutrients and making sure that we get that nice ratio, about a third of each, so that we're truly satiated. And then the last big one is I think that people have deranged their hormones so much that no matter how much they restrict their calories, they can't lose weight. And that's why diets are so dangerous, is by harshly restricting calories, you actually drive a message to your metabolism saying, oh, well, we better save this weight. We better hold on to this weight because we're in a famine. And that famine state drives a slow metabolism. So we want to actually give ourselves enough food. And that's the other beautiful thing about Slimming Meals That Heal, is the food tastes incredible, and you're eating enough of it, enough volume, to switch on your metabolism because your body feels safe that you're no longer in this terrible diet prison.
Right. I'd like to expand on that a little bit. The way your book is laid out, I love it, because the first couple of sections really talk about all of these things in more detail so that you really understand the why of what you're doing. And then the second half, you've got more than 100 recipes in there that we can go and try. But it's like pieces of a puzzle, I think, because we have inflammation, and then there's allergies and food sensitivities, and then you're talking about hormones as well, and how that all of those things relate to weight gain. So how can you tell us a little bit more about how all of those pieces of the puzzle kind of fit together?
Sure. So inflammation is looming in the background of every major health issue, that inflammation has its own hormonal drivers. So when you have an inflammatory reaction, your body puts out a ton of cortisol in order to stop that reaction, because cortisol is your body's anti-inflammatory. When you think of a cortisone shot, when you shoot up your knee of cortisone, you hear people getting cortisone injections for arthritis.
Yes.
It's a temporary anti-inflammatory, right? Your body is making your own anti-inflammatory every minute of every day. And when you've got high levels of inflammation, your body will be putting out heavy amounts of this cortisol. And the cortisol, unfortunately, creates a padding of fat around your midsection. And that's the kind of fat that we're most concerned about, because it's really an indicator of heart disease, and they really now have established that as the most inflammatory type of fat. So here we have a self-perpetuating problem where our inflammation is causing inflammatory markers, and those markers are driving our weight gain, which really you can see how it's a downward spiral. So I think we have to turn the whole picture around and say, okay, I'm going to put in the anti-inflammatory foods. I'm only going to pull out what I'm allergic to or what causes massive hormonal imbalances. And that's going to truly help to resolve the core issue underneath. Food can be an absolute reliever, a true healer of the injury that caused your inflammation in the first place. It can resolve infections by balancing your immune system. It can really resolve imbalances by reducing that hormonal cascade and turning that around. And it can also help to resolve the allergic reaction piece by balancing the immune system. And if we're willing to take out the foods that we're profoundly allergic to, we can see very rapid weight loss. I've had clients who, for instance, let go of wheat as one of the main culprits of weight gain. And once they let go of wheat, 20 pounds just drops off them very rapidly. So I just want people to try it on for themselves, like become your own personal detective and be willing to let go and trust that there's going to be foods that are direct substitutions that are going to enliven the palate just as well, so that you can have a lot of fun and love your food, and yet you let go of those inflammatory foods that are causing you pain.
Mm-hmm. What a great idea, huh? What a concept.
Yeah.
In the book, you actually outline for people how to go about doing this. It's a five-step plan or process. Mm. Can you explain the steps and tell us what
sure.
kinds of foods we can enjoy in the plan and which ones we will perhaps be, and I know it's different for different people, but which ones typically we'll be reducing or taking out?
Absolutely. So step one, we want to set a person up for success. So I say for two to four weeks, we want to naturally purge our kitchen. Instead of a lot of people will start a diet on a Monday, and by Friday, they're totally pulling their hair out. I say, why don't I set you up powerfully? Because I've had so many people walk through the door, and they said, my doctor just put me on a very restrictive cardiac diet. I'm not allowed salt, I'm not allowed sugar, I'm not allowed all these things. And they're almost in tears because they've been starving. They're starving. So I said, instead of starve, can we take 2 to 4 weeks and really purge the kitchen and set you up with tons of beautiful superfoods in your kitchen so that whenever you're hungry, you have a plethora of choices? Can we make sure your purse and your computer bag and your briefcase is stocked full of fun, so that you always carry deliciousness everywhere you go? And that's what the first step is about, is just setting yourself up powerfully. We want to toss out really evil ingredients, and I'll call them evil because they're truly artificial. We want to get rid of the artificial sweeteners, the processed oils that are hydrogenated, any sort of food that may be an allergy for you. We're just going to put those aside, maybe not throw those out, but put them on the top of the cupboard so they're out of sight, out of mind. Maybe stick them in a Rubbermaid bin so that you really don't touch them for the time that you're going to see whether you're allergic to that food. And then we're going to really shop for some deliciousness. We're going to go look for natural sweeteners, some amazing variety of healthy oils, some dairy alternatives to make sure that you've got some delicious creaminess in your life, lots of nuts and seeds and all those things that you need to feel good. And then when you're ready, we're going to start slowly eliminating your pain triggers. So that's about 2 weeks where we're going to phase people off their pain triggers. And then after that 2 weeks, we're really going to step into turbocharging the program with the superfoods. And that's where we really, really get a sense as to what you need to do to heal. In that 8 weeks, we're going to be boosting your foods that are high in nutrition, and we're going to stay off the foods that we're allergic to, potentially, or foods that we know are actually inflammatory. So we are removing white foods like white sugar and white flour. We are getting off of dairy temporarily, just in case it's an allergy. And then when we're done the 8 weeks, we're going to actually, on step four, we're going to reintroduce the foods slowly, 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 and check whether you're allergic to them. And if they get a green light, great, add them back to your diet. So add them back to your personal eating plan. That's the funny thing about diet, eh? Is there's two meanings. Diet as in what you eat every day. That's the real, the real technical actual definition of diet. And then diet is a four-letter word that people see as a restrictive menu. So, yes. Absolutely. Anyway, the food testing guide is really laid out to put the healthiest foods back in first so that we can get a sense of if you have a nightshade sensitivity. Some people do. And then we move into really our final step, which is the Live It, where after we have integrated back in the foods that work for us, and we are going to continue to make a commitment to find alternatives for the foods that are actually the big pain triggers. So everyone's different. For instance, my mom is horrendously sensitive to potatoes because potatoes contain an alkaloid called solanine. And every time she eats it, her joints swell to twice their size. I have no problem with potatoes. But if I was to eat an almond, my throat would swell and I'd have horrible asthma. So every person has their own unique triggers, and that's all I'm asking. Unlike a diet where you're like, okay, you're going off all these foods and you're going to stay off them as long as you can, as long as your willpower holds out, I'm saying, no, you don't have to eliminate all these foods. Let's figure out your personal culprits, and then you'll know that you want to stay off them because when you go back on them, you feel horrible. Like if I eat something I'm allergic to, I pay for it for about 24 or 48 hours. And so you truly get a sense of the joy of freedom and an amazing vitality that comes with avoiding the major allergy culprits and embracing all these amazing superfoods. So there you go. I have never laid it out in such detail. I'm happy that you asked me about the steps.
Well, no, it's important because I think people, you know, as you said, you can get really overwhelmed when you're suddenly faced with having to radically change your diet. So I love that, you know, you've got some really sound advice there on how people can do this as a process that isn't overwhelming, that they don't feel deprived, like they're, like you said, in some kind of food prison and they've given up everything that, you know, and they're only eating cardboard. And so you've created some, I mean, I'm inspired just listening to this, you know, it's deliciousness. Who doesn't want deliciousness in their life? That's great.
Thank you, Karen. That's great.
So if there was one thing you wanted people to come away with from this discussion today, what would that be?
Just that food is a vehicle to your incredible happiness. When I was riddled with colitis and arthritis, I felt like I was 60 years old living in a 30-year-old body. And I want people to know that, one, they absolutely can heal. I've seen very advanced cases go into complete remission. And I also want people to trust that they can hit their vitality weight. I have a wonderful client, Mark Stahlbaum, who lost over 100 pounds, and her entire life changed. And you can start at any point, at any age. Just know that you absolutely can choose to heal at any point in your life. And that beyond, you know, who cares about the weight? The core reason why I do what I do is because of joy, because I have full access to the amazingness of my life. I love my life so completely. My anxiety is gone. My pain is gone. And I just want everyone to experience that. And that's why I teach as much as I do, and I know that's why you do what you do, is that we just want to facilitate the raising of awareness on this planet that you can heal so easily, that there is access to this stuff. And initially, there's going to be some adjustment, but it's so worth it, and that you'll have more to eat, not less to eat. And I can promise mm-hmm. you a delicious way to enjoy your life.
Fantastic. That's awesome. And I can say I've been, in preparing for this interview, I have been, besides reading the book, and I think it's great, I've also been doing a lot of the recipes, testing them out on the family, and it's thumbs up all around. I've done several of the dinners. The drinks are great. My next frontier is, and I've never baked. I mean, I think I baked cookies once, and I knew that it was something I did not want to get into because, traditionally, it's all the wrong things that you're putting in them. So the next frontier for me now is going to be trying these new deliciousness desserts that are going to actually help me heal and lose weight. What a concept. How great is that?
Well, thank you. I really, really encourage you to try the life-changing loaf because that one tastes incredible. And, hey, to have bread, it's fantastic. It's so fun. I would love people to check out also the extra recipes and bonuses on my website. Once you buy the book, I couldn't fit everything in the book that I wanted to, so I created 6 bonuses for people to download right on my website. So if you want to go get a weight loss meditation, or if you want to download some yoga, or if you want to get some inspirations from one of the best personal trainers in Canada, I believe. His name's Brent Bishop. Then people can download those free extras once they buy Slimming Meals That Heal. You just enter your receipt code into the into my website at juliedanilek.com, and you're going to get amazing extras as above and beyond this.
Fantastic. Great. Yeah. Well, I encourage everybody to do that for sure. That sounds great.
And last but not least, there's a free 3-day detox on my website right now. If you sign up for my Juicy Vitality newsletter at juliedanilek.com, you get an incredible jump start. So 3-day detoxes are fun because it's just a weekend commitment and really delicious recipes. You don't have to worry that it's you're living on just juice, because a lot of people find that way too hardcore. I use a lot of smoothies and a lot of amazing soups to keep you full and satiated on that 3-day cleanse.
Actually, I think I did that one at the beginning of the year.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fabulous. It was great.
Oh, good.
I really enjoyed it. I loved it. There was a soup that had broccoli in it.
Yes,
a ton of vegetables. And it was phenomenal, and I made a double batch, and I put the rest in the freezer. It froze beautifully, and then I had lunches afterwards, and I kept, a lot of the stuff I still do. So,
good.
I highly recommend that as well.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful. And if people want to connect on Facebook, I'm always posting extra recipes on my Facebook page, which is just my name, Julie Daniluk Nutrition. And just a reminder, Daniluk is D-A-N-I-L-U-K, because I know I have an interesting Ukrainian name. So I thought I'd remind people of the spelling.
And we'll post all of the links up with this podcast on my Go Green Inside site, so people sure to be able to connect with you.
Great.
Julie, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and all the best with the book. I'm sure it's headed for bestseller status as well as the first one.
Thank you.
And good luck with all of your other world-changing projects that you've got going on.
Well, thank you, and I'm so thrilled that you do this. It's such an important contribution to the planet, so thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Well, we hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and for more great tips on natural health, inspired living, and how to sustain your internal environment, please visit us at gogreeninside.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Go Green Inside. Also want to mention, be sure to join us for our upcoming Go Green Inside Telesummit. It's a free online event happening May 12th to 21st, and we'll have more than a dozen experts sharing their best tips and tools for living your healthiest, happiest, most sustainable life and healing the planet from the inside out. To register, just go to our homepage at gogreeninside.com, and you can click the link. You'll see a little banner ad at the top. That'll take you to the link for the telesummit. Thanks for listening, everybody, and until next time, be well.